Thank you very much indeed, Mr. President. And can I say once again a huge thank you to the Argentine team and, of course, your ambassador who left late last week for their hard work and persistence during your presidency. We really appreciated your efforts and the way you built on the sterling work that was undertaken by the Algerian presidency on behalf of the P6 plus two. We saw that commitment up close, and it's been very much a privilege to travel this far with you. We're conscious that the travelator of the CD will shortly move us into your position, and we wanted to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about the proposals Australia and the P6 have for the rest of the year. But before I move on to that specifically, can I just follow on from the Secretariat's comments with regards to COVID? And thank you very much for setting out the Secretariat's position on that. Clearly, it's a fluid situation, but I want to say that for all of us in the P6 and for Australia as we go into the presidency, the safety, the security, the well-being of everyone is a priority for us. So we will continue to monitor the situation and work with the Secretariat and assess whether or not there are additional modifications or mitigations that we could put in place. You will have seen, I hope, the instructions that were issued, or the guidelines, I should say, issued by UNOG on the 3rd of March, and that provided a lot of practical information, and some of that was reiterated this morning by the Secretariat. But I just would urge you again to make sure that you think about that and take it seriously, while at the same time, we assess the risk and try to get on with the business of work as best we can. Because the responsibility for meetings does rest not so much with UNOG that facilitates them, but with the organisers, it is again something that we will continue to take seriously. One option that has come forward, though, is, and we will need to double-check this with the Secretariat, but I understand that a decision was made by the Human Rights Council this morning to move their location for their rest of the meetings from Building E and Room 20 across into Building A and the Assembly, which, as I understand, the Secretariat thought could then mean it would be possible for our Conference on Disarmament plenaries to then be moved into the Human Rights Council, which would again give us a little bit more room at a time when being cosy is probably not the ideal situation. So we wanted to mention that that is an option, and I'd need to just double check with the Secretariat that that is indeed the case. Another option would, of course, also be to postpone the coming 2 weeks of plenaries under the Australian presidency and try and catch that time up. But I might just stop here and ask the Secretariat whether or not there's any clarifications they could provide on that, and then perhaps seek views, and I might then step through in a little more detail the proposals that Australia and the remaining presidencies have for our work in the rest of 2020. But I'll just pass to the Secretariat.